From the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, perfection of renunciation. Tyagabrita sakyam. Tyaktum karma masheshataha. Yastu karma pala. Tyagi. Dehi deha vritha sakyam timanya sheshataha yastu karma tyag satyagitya pidiyate. Dehi vritha sakyam tyaktum karma daha. Chandras, they've come and they've gone. They were a big person at one time. No one even knows who they were. No one cares. If you were Brahma in the last breath of Mahavishnu, and you have a picture to prove it, you show everyone you had four heads at once. The only thing that really counts is how we perform our service, have a big service, how much we perform it in consciousness of Krishna with a proper attitude, a pleasing Krishna. That attitude standing, then whoever we are, whatever we're doing, that's absolutely successful. And we have the wrong attitude, the wrong understanding, what we may think of, we're just wasting our time. Therefore, stani yashtikitam tanabhagunar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted when Ramananda Roy was speaking to him one verse. Ramananda Roy, first of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Varnashram, as the goal or the means of obtaining success in life. He presents renunciation, karma yoga, then jnana yoga. Then he presented Brahman realization and pure devotional service. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said all these things until Ram quoted the verse from Lord Brahma that Prayasa Udapanta Gyane Priyasa Udapasta Namanta Eva Sri Sanmukam Padiya Vartam Stane Sita Shutikatam Tanavang Manobhira Ye priyasa jita jito taisha. Ve priyasam udapasana mandeva. Give up the tendency to speculate. This is mine, theirs, to get in the future. I'm afraid I'm going to lose this. It's all speculation. It just agitates our mind. He says, give up. And becomes to what? To the words of the great devotees. Jivanti san mukari tam bhavadiya. And whatever position we're in, don't worry about it. We don't have to change any position. Everyone has in the universe that, whatever our situation may be, stay in that situation. But at the same time, here, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and become enthusiastic to utilize one's body, one's mind, service. That, Ye priyasa, practically always, jita, conquered, jito, the unconquerable Supreme Personality of Godhead, taisri lokyam. He becomes conquered by the devotee who utilizes, who's in to please Krishna. Just the thought of trying to please Krishna, just the willingness to become Krishna's enemy, pleasing to Krishna. And we become convinced about that hopefully by hearing that we should do something to please Christ. And if we do that, then that's real renunciation. That's real sannyas. So, thank you. Any comments?
Mm-hmm.
No, there weren't a time when Prabhupada dropped dead. So maybe if one of them out of the 50 devotees, maybe if one of them was working in a factory, percent. No, I mean, probably, obviously, he was writing these books for the next 10,000 years, and he wanted to be a little optimistic. So he talked about there are many devotees. Who he was referring to, I don't know. Most of the devotees at that time living in the temple, really engaged, and the grihasthas that were there, most of them were selling spiritual sky incense or doing some other kind of service like that. So they were. The grihasthas at that time, they were generally living in the ISKCON communities and giving not only a percentage, they were giving everything that they were making to the community and just taking some allowance that was for their household maintenance. So it is a little bit different from now. There are no devotees working on the outside. Everyone was somehow or another contributing inside. What's that?
American standard, where it was living distance.
Maybe. Well, he expects eventually our society will have some economic structure so that the devotees can work inside the movement in different occupations. But that will take some time. Anything else? Yes.
This losing and gain affect us in a way that we change.
Yeah, we change our consciousness. We think we're losing and gaining. If you think you have something, if you think you own something, then you'll be afraid of losing it. But if you think it all belongs to Krishna, then there's no, we can't lose anything because it never belongs. If we think we're this body, then of course we'll be anxiety over gain and loss. If we think we're Krishna's eternal servants, then I belong to Krishna, this body belongs to Krishna, all this paraphernalia belongs to Krishna, so I can't lose anything because I don't own anything. Which verse is that? The next verse. Any case, whatever they change, because there's threefold fruits of action, desirable, undesirable, and mixed, cruel after death. For those who are in the renounce order, it results. So it looks like they combine the purport. They put that translation into the purport. Revise the Bhagavad Gita a little bit. Anything else? Yes. You'll be in ecstasy. If you're not in ecstasy, he's not so pleased. If he's pleased with someone, they're in ecstasy. And we're also aware of, and everyone, how they're related to Krishna more clearly. And everything that's not related to Krishna will lose our taste for. Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Gaur Prabhupada.